Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. Righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way, but wickedness overthroweth the sinner. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinners is laid up for the just. For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner he giveth travail, to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before God. This also is vanity and vexation of spirit. And I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets, and her hands as bands. Whoso pleaseth God shall escape from her, but the sinner shall be taken by her. Though a sinner do evil 100 times, and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. All things come alike to all. There is one event to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and to the clean and to the unclean, to him that sacrificeth and to him that sacrificeth not. As is the good, so is the sinner, and he that sweareth as he that feareth an oath. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroyeth much good. There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. And behold, a woman in the city which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at. Now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, This man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. Then again called they the man that was blind, and said unto him, Give God the praise, we know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that, whereas I was blind, now I see. For if the truth of God hath more abounded through my lie unto his glory, why yet am I also judged as a sinner? Let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?